This week on Minnesota Native News, urgent concerns about new oil pipelines move from Minnesota to North Dakota, and more.
Minnesota Native News is produced by Ampers, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities, made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota.
This is Minnesota Native News. I'm Marie Rock. The Enbridge Energy Company may be abandoning the proposed Sandpiper Oil Pipeline project in Minnesota. That's if the company can buy into a North Dakota oil pipeline. Reporter Melissa Townsend has the details.
The Sandpiper Pipeline in Minnesota and the Dakota Access Pipeline in North Dakota would both transport crude oil from the Bakken region. Many Ojibwe and Dakota in the region oppose both pipelines because a spill or a leak could decimate important bodies of water, the headwaters of the Mississippi in Minnesota and the Missouri in North Dakota. A number of tribes and Native-led organizations are celebrating the news that the Minnesota Sandpiper proposal may be null and void. Winona LaDuke is head of Honor the Earth, a Native-led organization that opposes the Sandpiper.
If you think about it, Enbridge told the state of Minnesota that that route was essential. It was like they were going to fall apart if they didn't get the Clearbrook to Superior route. Well, apparently it wasn't so essential if they just went to North Dakota.
But even LaDuke says it's not a cut and dry win.
To be truthful about it, we did not intend to export this problem to the Standing Rock tribe.
Honor the Earth is joining with a number of others who are mobilizing to stop the Dakota Access Pipeline near the Standing Rock Reservation in North Dakota. Back in early April, when final permits for the Dakota Access Pipeline were still pending, about a dozen people from Standing Rock created a spirit camp near where the Dakota Access Pipeline would cross the Missouri River. The camp has been a place where those who oppose the pipeline can gather, pray, and keep an eye on the construction site. This July, final permits for the Dakota Access Pipeline were approved by the Army Corps of Engineers. And since, the Spirit Camp has grown to include hundreds, some report thousands, of people. They're not calling themselves protesters, but rather protectors of water and land. The online news outlet Unicorn Riot has been reporting on location there. In a video on their website, an unidentified woman is standing in front of a bulldozer on the pipeline construction site.
Our water is life. We stand for our land and our water. We will not let it get desecrated. They are not allowed to make no pipelines on this land.
Standing Rock Sioux Tribe has filed a lawsuit against the Army Corps of Engineers. Tribal officials want to reverse the permit decision approving the Dakota Access Pipeline. For Minnesota Native News, I'm Melissa Townsend.
Dancers and drum groups recently converged in Sawyer, Minnesota for the sobriety powwow at the Native Specific Recovery Center, Mashkausen.
Kalia Greensky, 2 weeks. Bob Danielson, 40 years and a day. Brenda Royer, 26 years. Clyde Royer, 27 years.
Some traveled there by foot. A group of 75 runners did a relay over 215 miles. They began in the Red Lake Nation and went on to Leech Lake, Grand Rapids, Floodwood, and finally into Sawyer. Floyd Buck Jourdain was one of the runners. Jourdain told WGZS Radio about the history of the run.
Running is just a beautiful ceremony that is meant to be for good things and carry messages, and it's been that way, you know, globally with all nations for thousands of years, and you know, we're just honored to be able to participate that and keep those kind of traditions alive.
This was the 20th annual run meant to encourage natives to live healthy, sober lifestyles. This is Minnesota Native News. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at MN Native News.